good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
You heard the lady. It's that segment of the show. We delve into the lighter side of sports, and not even just sports, the world in general. Bring you out of your depressions after the debate last night, awful Monday night football game, all those bad things, and bring you into the light of hilarity and laughter. And producer Ron puts it all together, and he's put one together for us today.
Yeah, and we actually are going to start on the other side of the world.
Okay, good.
The good this we are today is Tom Brady enjoying his Italy vacation with Giselle.
I saw a picture. I mean, I saw a revealing picture of Tom Brady.
He's enjoying it.
He's enjoying it. Do you think?
Definitely not in touch with any of his players per Goodell's demands.
No. He absolutely is not.
Because there's no place he could put a cell phone.
And then, no. There's no place for – he has no clothes in these pictures. He is naked. And gratuitous behind shots and all that everywhere.
So I'm all, I'm all proud of that, but I do need to slight this Italian photographer.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I can't assume that Giselle, Brazilian supermodel, very comfortable with her clothes off, and we're not seeing one photo.
No, exactly. What's wrong with that guy? Maybe we should question the orientation.
Exactly.
Do you think that guy could apply to BYU? Do you think he would be accepted?
No, not anymore.
No.
He probably had his paperwork all filled out. But
you bring up an interesting point. The $80 million a year Brazilian underwear model is seen completely clothed, yet Tom Brady stark naked. So yeah, this photographer has an agenda. Clearly
missed the boat.
Do you think that behind shot was dedicated to Roger Goodell? Do you think they?
I mean, it was a casual lift up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as subtle as him not wearing the NFL sticker on his helmet during preseason.
Exactly.
You don't even think about it. Didn't even notice it until someone was like, "Hey, you know what?"
He's like, "You know what? While you think I'm being punished right now, I'm actually off in Italy with my Brazilian underwear model supermodel wife, and here's my ass, Roger Goodell. Take a look at it. Here, this is for you. Ooh."
Yeah. Where are you?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you right now? Up in New York dealing with Kaepernick and concussions. And here I am on the white sandy beaches of Italy with my behind flapping in the breeze, and here's directed at you. Wow, I tell you, I like Brady's move. It's a little bit of a troll move, I think.
Oh, it's definitely a troll move.
Yes.
The bad for today is the University of Kansas RA.
RA.
Resident advisor.
Oh, what did
you know,
he
the
do?
guy who patrols the dorms, if you will.
Oh, those guys are always fun. Wasn't there a guy a few years ago who tried to get the celebrations at Duke, try to get people to be quiet in the dorms during the celebration?
This guy is asking students to stop posting Harambe pics.
Oh, well, I support this.
Because it's triggering.
Oh, I do not support that. Triggering?
That's it. Triggering.
Now triggering is what happens when that's when somebody gets their feels all hurt.
Yeah.
Right? And then all
that, it's a picture of a gorilla and it could trigger.
It could trigger. Like trigger what? Like laughter?
I don't know. What could trigger hurt feelings.
Somebody could have flashbacks.
Somebody could have flashbacks the day they heard Harambe die. Long, long time ago.
Yeah. So Harambe pictures could trigger somebody.
That to me is just bad. I mean, you know what? Just let it go, man.
You know
all right, have fun.
I want to know who's triggered by that because I want to make sure that person gets mental help.
We got to get them on.
As I told you at the beginning of the show, I am very religious, and you know, Jesus Christ is incredibly important in my life. I walk past statues of Jesus Christ and crosses all the time, and I am not triggered. So why, you know, if I can be surrounded by religious symbolism and my savior being brutally put to death and not be triggered, then I think some millennial skull full of mush should be able to walk past a picture of a freaking gorilla and not be offended by it. What do you think? Yes, or am I just being unreasonable?
No, you're not being unreasonable at all.
I'm being quite unreasonable, I'm sure.
And finally, the dumb of the day. Actually, this wasn't, I saved this one from yesterday.
No, okay.
Because it was good enough to talk about. John Daly, I don't know if you talked about John Daly at all yesterday.
We did not.
He tweeted out a photo of him and the late, great Arnold Palmer.
Now, was his butt out there?
No.
Okay,
but
thank
God.
It wasn't a Brady-like picture.
But it was a tribute photo, you know, him giving his condolences and rest in peace. But if you looked closely at the photo, it was full of watermarks.
Aww.
So that's why, I mean, it's... In a way, it's dumb, but in the same way, same breath, it is so John Daly.
But that's him. Exactly. Yeah. Like, if there's anybody out there who can...
He didn't have a photo on his own, so he went to the internet, maybe searched Getty Images, grabbed a photo of him, you know, maybe typed in John Daly and Arnold Palmer. First photo popped up, grabbed it, even though it had watermarks on it.
Oh, but that's the one person in the world... That you can expect, that you can
him and you know what? Guarantee you would never see this man kneeling for a national anthem. Not in those.
Who, John Daly?
Yeah, not in those American flag pants.
No. Those colors don't run. And let me tell you, at three bills, if he kneels down, he's probably not getting back up.
That's true.
That's the other thing. I think if John Daly takes a knee, it's done. All right, he's just gonna stay down there. El Permanento. But seriously, though, I can respect that from John Daly.
You're not seeing the dumb in that?
No, I can respect that from him, watercolors and all. In fact, if he had produced a perfectly shot and cropped image with no watercolors and no blemishes whatsoever, I think I would have been disappointed in him.
That would have considered being dumb.
Yeah, that would have made it dumb. That would have made it dumb. Good for you, John Daly. You stay you. Donald Trump and John Daly, two people who just can't help being them. Not at all. Will Pelagic in for Tony Dean next. It's Mighty Gwynn Show, SB Nation Radio.